our political observer, Alan Chartok, joins us on this Friday. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, and thank you so much for doing this. I know David has been out for the week, and you've done your share. We really appreciate it.
Sure thing. A federal appeals court on Thursday overturned the corruption conviction of former New York Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver. Silver was sentenced last year to 12 years in prison after he was convicted of collecting $4 million in kickbacks from a cancer researcher and real estate developers in return for using his powerful post to help them. The court found sufficient evidence but flawed jury instructions in light of a recent Supreme Court ruling narrowing the definition of what it takes to convict a public official. What message does this decision send, Alan?
Well, we all know that the Supreme Court of the United States made it very, very difficult to convict. The McDonald decision was basically a green light to those who want to go through the narrow part, you know, the law. We have a part-time legislature. The doctor they got, who was apparently a good man and who had been running a very important clinic, allegedly asked for grants. Silver said okay and made the point that he could steer some business to Silver's law firm. Look, this is the way that business is done in the New York State Legislature. It's a disgusting cesspool. There's no two ways about it. There are some good people there. Even the good people vote for the leaders, which keep things intact. It's not good. And then the other part of this is, if in fact he is exonerated, and of course the U.S. attorney says that he's going to try him again, the way that I'm seeing this is, it is business as usual. People are kicked out of office. Sheldon Silver, in all likelihood, will not go back to being the speaker. Joe Bruno would not go back to being the majority leader. But they get indicted, they get prosecuted, and if they get off, their legal bills, which can be millions of dollars, are paid by the people who pay the taxes. The signal is clear. Your question, of course, is a brilliant one because it says, well, what's the message? The message is people in the Congress get good health care and the rest of the people don't. People in the legislature or in the Congress, by the way, can go ahead and do some of this stuff and get away with it if, in fact, that's what the jury decides. The jury decided he was guilty. The three judges said he wasn't because of the instructions that were given. He'll be retried. Maybe he'll be convicted or not. The point is really that he's out of office. That was what was intended here, I think.
During a meeting with the French president Thursday, President Trump remained noncommittal about the U.S. eventually rejoining the global Paris Climate Accord, saying, quote, if it happens, that will be wonderful, and if it doesn't, that will be okay too, end quote. Alan, do these comments from President Trump make you think the president will reconsider pulling the U.S. from the climate accord?
He may. Look, the worldwide response to his stupidity in all of this, and it was stupid, to pull us out is overwhelming. He knows that. He knows what people are thinking in this country, that their children and grandchildren are going to be endangered because of some stupid decision that he made. Maybe with the advice of a guy like Steve Bannon, who knows? But the point really is he made a huge mistake. Anybody who's polling can tell him it was a stupid mistake. He did it, and now he says, as he has been saying all along, it doesn't really matter. Anything I say, it doesn't matter. I can do whatever I want. You know, I can have a health care bill. It can say anything. Just give me anything. I'll sign it, anything. And now he says, maybe we'll come in. Maybe we'll go out. You know, parenthesis, it really doesn't matter. All I want is a win. This is outrageous stuff, and he will continue to do it, I'm sure, because that's the way this guy operates. It's as if nothing matters at all. It's really a catastrophic presidency, and I don't know how we got here.
The GOP's latest proposal to repeal and replace the Affordable Care Act is similar to the earlier bill that did not win enough support among lawmakers to bring to a vote. Perhaps the biggest change in the document released yesterday is that it leaves in place the Affordable Care Act taxes on wealthy individuals. It uses that money to reduce the number of people left without insurance coverage by the law's changes. This latest version also adds $70 billion to a fund for states, bringing the total to $132 billion to help support coverage of low-income people. Alan, what do you think the chances are of this latest version passing through Congress?
Well, I don't know if it's this version, but again, they want something. They want to be able to say that they repealed Obamacare. They worked on it for 7 years. Every time they opened their mouths, they voted on it time and time again. And it really looks bad for them that they were able to yell and scream. And now they really have a big problem because the American people turn around when Obamacare is threatened and say, hey, we like this. So now they're voting against their own constituents. They know it. How is McConnell dealing with this? He's saying to various states, okay, Alaska, we'll give you some extra to get that vote. We'll give you some extra to Maine or whatever they're doing. And now you get people like Susan Collins and others who are in a position to make a difference who are saying, well, we're not there yet. Things like that. We're not there yet. I'm not happy with this. So they can change it again and again and again, then hope that they can win something, anything, anything. Just give us something so we can say we kept our word. And the more important thing to them, obviously, is being able to stay in the majority. If they continue to act like a bunch of losers, that's right, losers, they will lose the majority in the United States Senate. And that's what they're really scared of here. And they just can't figure this out.